Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P off 0.5% as of 4 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened lower following broad weakness in Asia. U.S. dollar is weaker, with the biggest move versus Japanese yen as the yen takes haven demand instead of surging to a two-month high against the dollar. Treasury yields are down, crude blends are lower, gold is hovering around a four-week high, industrial metals are lower, other commodities are also under pressure, cryptocurrencies are also down. Market focus today remains on the U.S.-China frictions over Taiwan amid reports that Nancy Pelosi will visit the island and meet with President Tsai. While Pelosi's visit has largely been a background issue, markets have become more sensitive to the headlines amid uncertainty around how China will react. Attention is also on growth concerns after Bloomberg reported that Chinese leaders said its 2022 GDP goal is a guidance and not a hard target. For global markets overall, the hawkish pushback against the peak Fed narrative, inflation stickiness, and risk to consensus earnings estimates are fueling doubts about sustainability of July's rally. On the data front, China and regional PMIs showed that factory activity remains weak. South Korean inflation accelerated to a fresh 24-year high, although Bank of Korea governor reiterated that gradual 25 basis point rate hikes would be appropriate. The Reserve Bank of Australia lifted the cash rate by 50 basis points to 1.85%, which met expectations. However, the bank also added a dovish twist to forward guidance. In the UK, the July nationwide house price index year-on-year growth trailed consensus. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the June job openings and labor turnover survey and the weekly crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. before the open today include Caterpillar, Marriott International, Eaton Corp, and Marathon Petroleum. Advanced Micro Devices, PayPal, Pioneer Natural Resources, and Starbucks, among others, will report after the close. In corporate news, The Wall Street Journal reported that Canada's TD Bank is nearing a deal to acquire Cowen Group at around $39 per share. The deal could be announced as soon as today. TD Bank has also sold 28.4 million shares of non-voting common stock of the Charles Schwab Corporation it owns. The Washington Post reported that Twitter is seeking information about Elon Musk's associates, who have not been identified as being involved in the deal to acquire Twitter. The report says the move indicates the social media company's effort to boost its case that Musk should be required to purchase the company. Bloomberg reported that Citigroup's Mexican unit will likely attract offers of $7 to $8 billion. Asian equities traded lower on Tuesday. Greater China was down as Pelosi's potential visit to Taiwan raised the geopolitical tensions throughout the region. Taiwan also went steeply lower, with TSMC underperforming. Losses intensified in Japan as well, with Nikkei dipping to erase 3 days of gains. South Korea down, Australia flat, Southeast Asia mostly lower, and Indian seeing losses. European equity markets are trading lower. The UK press reports on leaked poll showing Truss is only 5 points ahead of Sunak in leadership contests, while in Italy, the centre-right coalition maintains clear lead in polls. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.